Stay out of my hormones.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right. BPScrasher@gmail.com, or you can leave us a message at 402-915-0962. We actually have a little fun message from Jake. Here it is right here. I'll just play
it. Hi, this is, my name's Jake. I was calling in, and listening, or was listening to the Big Party Show on the radio since, my undergrad years back in 2010. And so this is kind of a random thought I had, which I don't know if you guys have the rights to this anymore or if you'd be able to do it, but I remember back in 2010, and then I feel like, gosh, I don't know, over the years it's kind of fallen out of use, but there was this horrible, awful song that you guys would play at the start of your show or like coming back from commercial breaks, and I don't remember much of the words anymore besides like, you know, Big Party Show, back hair will grow, and yeah, something about man breasts, and it was awful, but I just loved it because it was so horrible. If you guys can, I would love it if you could play that horrible song on one of your upcoming episodes. It would make my day. In any case, I was super bummed when the show got taken off the radio, but I am thrilled that you guys have found a new home here and loving it. So keep it up, guys. Hope to keep hearing more from you.
All right. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate the message.
That was very kind.
Yeah, it was.
That song really was something.
Well, that song is as old as the Big Party Show. A band, a local band by the name of Ugly, was recording their CD, you know, their album, mm-hmm, in studio. And then they were in between stuff, and it took one take. They just went with it, and then they sent it to me. It was 60 seconds exactly. And I'm like, well, I can play that. It's so ridiculous. And that song is the Big Party Show theme song, which we haven't played since we started the podcast.
Right.
That is probably more popular than most songs. It's crazy locally because little kids love it. Even though
that's
it says some of the things, little kids love that song. So, yeah.
It's always terrifying. I remember getting like a text from my uncle or something. Uh-huh. And my cousins were listening. He's like, it's really terrifying when they sing along to that song. And I was like, it is. You're on your way to school. Next thing you know,
they love it. About
peanut butter on your thighs. Yeah. And you're just like, they don't know. They just think you're saying words. And
I know.
Like, the adults are like, no, stop.
I'm gonna play it right now. All right. So this is 60
a
seconds.
A full minute?
Of pure joy. Yeah, we got all the time in the world. Come on, Molly. A full minute. You just sit back and listen. I don't know if Gracie's even heard the whole song yet. Yeah.
Squirrel in my bro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. While I'm sitting on the john.
We believe in a naked America. Spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
There it is. That's the theme song. I think we should add it to the end of the show somehow, somewhere. Because Jake's not the first person that has brought this up. Other people want to hear it too. I don't know if we want to. I mean, we're just figuring it out now. But I don't know if you want to. We should put it on the downloadable. You know what I mean? For on Apple or wherever the case is or not. But not sure what to do with that. But I do want to have it in the show. So I'm glad Jake reached out. And you guys can reach out, too. Again, it's 402-915-0962. It's the Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. None of that makes sense, but I love it.
I know.
Why is that sick?
It's just such a funny amalgamation of words. Like, it's such word soup. You know
man
what I mean?
Boobs.
And you're just, like, eating it, and you're like, what was in that last bite? Was that a bone? You like just keep eating. It's like surprise soup. Yeah. That's how I feel that that song is. And anyone who hears it for the first time, it's really lovely to watch their face just go through all. It's like a kaleidoscope of reactions.
Yeah.
Like at first they're like, oh, this is nice. And then they're like certain phrases that pop out and they're like, did you just say what?
Peanut butter on your thigh.
Yeah, that's the one that always gets me. That one is really the one. Well, because that's the one that kids latch onto on account of the fact that it's peanut butter.
Sure.
And they don't think.
Well,
like
squirrel
right?
in
like,
my fro, squirrel in my fro. That's
okay. That's fine. That's goofy. But then
Make
when you start
America,
getting into like
man boobs,
naked America, man boobs, peanut butter. Then we just start getting into like this weird terrain where you just don't really like you're like,
it's
oh,
60
no.
seconds of confusion. But people mm-hmm. love it. They sing along to it. They always have. And I'll be honest with you, that song is probably of course I do. It's the Big Party Show song. It's 25 years old.
I know.
And we're going to add it too, because people want to hear it, you know, that they're used to it. And so we're going to
we'll
do it. We'll
figure
out what to mm-hmm. do. So there you go. Again, you can reach out to us anytime with stuff like that.
Please. I know. I love the fact that somebody's missing that. They're like, it's
well, come
such...
on. You keep beating it up, Molly. What do you
I'm
mean?
I'm not beating it up. No, okay. I'm saying like, no. I love the song.
Okay.
I'm,
all right. All
I'm
right.
merely addressing the fact that like so you're we gonna... can both. We can both agree it is a weird song. Like it's along the
and
REM
it's a weird
lines.
Show.
It is a weird show. So it complements. It reminds me of like a dirty, darkier
new word
darkier,
alert.
New word alert. REM. Because you know how REM is just like spitting out phrases. You're like, what did he just say?
Uh-huh.
Like that's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds, snakes, and airplanes. I mean, like you're just like, wait, what? And then that to me is immediately where my brain goes when I hear Big Party Show's theme song.
All right, so I need to ask you. I just saw that that Dr. Pimple Popper has a new series, right? It's a new series called Breaking Out that comes out today. And so I just saw this, and she was giving instructions on how to pop a pimple safely. Who watches that?
It's a whole.
It's got to be an audience.
There is. It's really strange. There's all sorts of weird stuff out there that people are just like, yes, I want to watch that. You're like, why? Like I came across one once because I was looking into waxing trends, right?
Waxing
like,
trends.
Well,
okay.
just like for your eyebrows or whatever. There's an entire dark black place of people that just want to watch people get their hair ripped off of them.
Yeah.
Whether it's like full face. So there are like these
so
salons.
They like it. They like it in pain or they just don't like the.
It's like fascinating to them to watch
really?
This place. So because I looked at facial waxing,
mm-hmm.
they were like, great. So the algorithm's like, so this is your thing. Cool. Let me show you all a bunch of stuff. They had this one. Where they put wax up these guys are like at the
you're talking about
shop.
up the nose
it's
with like
the ears.
a popsicle attached, and then they yank it out. I don't get it. I've seen it. I don't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
In the ears, along the cheeks, along. So these must be like unbelievably like polar bear guys, right? Like grizzly full
you would think.
On
yeah.
because like they're doing cheeks, they're doing like upper eyebrows, but it's like It's so bananas. They're just like pulling stuff out of these people.
And the pain. I've never been waxed, and I can only imagine it's painful.
It doesn't feel good.
No.
You build
it
up a tolerance.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
You build up a tolerance after a while. Like, I can easily get my eyebrows done now, and it doesn't faze me.
Okay.
But, like, when you go, you know, it's summertime, like, when you go and get a bikini wax or Brazilian or any of that kind of stuff, let me tell you, like, nobody ever gets comfortable to like hair being ripped out one of the most sensitive parts of your body.
I'll bet.
Like that's when it's I'll just bet. Like I'm doing this
I'm gonna
so
ask
I can go to the beach.
Not knowing about waxing, the butt, is that a thing too? Like the butt hole? I'll just say yes. Really?
I've never
really?
Had it done.
Okay.
I've never had it done.
I don't
want to
know
is.
Anymore about what you had done.
No, I'm just I want to clarify. I know it is because I went to a place.
Okay.
And they that have had an like option? They have like the menu, right?
Okay.
And so, you know, you have like the bikini, the Brazilian, you know, and then it's like the other thing where it's like the anus. And I was like, the what?
The anus.
She's like, you'd be surprised. I was like, I don't think so.
Really?
People are weird. Like, that is a weird, but yes, that exists.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you thinking about getting it done for the summer? Because you want to start. Well, you're getting that pool put in. So maybe you want to start wearing some of that dental floss.
Some dental floss.
What I mean?
I have no tan lines. No one else is going to be around. I'm just going to be me.
Supple globes of your butt out there. And you can be like a pool boy going out there and skimming and letting, you know, sweet Wiley watch the show.
It's funny about the pimple thing because, I just ran across that one. What is it? eHarmony.
Yeah.
They do that. They have that commercial. Have you seen that commercial about finding
Which
the
one?
Perfect one? I wish I had it right here. Maybe I'll play it on Wednesday. But that it is finding. It's about finding the perfect one, the perfect match. And the guy is sitting in the looking in the bathroom, and he looks on his shoulder, and there's a giant pimple there.
I have seen this, and she comes in and she pops it, and he's
no,
like
he,
that.
He walks out. And points up at his shoulder like, hey. And
you
she's like, ooh. She gets excited. And next thing you know, they're popping his pimple on his shoulder. And they cut to find the right one on eHarmony. It's like,
God. What? You're like, well, okay. You're like, things I like. Rocks on the beach.
Sure.
Sauvignon Blanc and Bacne. I really would love if you put Bacne in your profile.
Who is in? There are people that are into it. I know that.
There are.
I don't get it. I can't watch that Dr. Pimple Popper. I can't watch that stuff. It's just because the things that what I have seen on her in the past, just like clips, they're giant things full of stuff.
Why are
they're
you
just
watching
giant.
Any part of this?
It's,
I don't
I'm
know what
saying,
you're talking about.
It just popped up. They're just giant.
Boils?
Like boils. Yeah, there's a reason why it's a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, because
well,
there's
that's
a problem.
That's not popping at that point. That's lancing. This is a terrible turn that we have taken when we're talking about lancing boils. Can we please get to safer ground? I feel scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm
okay.
So scared.
I'm going to have to check it out today. I think it's on TLC. It's out. It breaks because I'm really curious.
By all means, appointment television.
This isn't her regular show. Like I said, it's called Breaking Out.
God, I want to break out of this conversation.
No.
Breaking free.
Yeah, that's it.
Please.
All right. So
I
want to
be a bird so I can both fly away.
Yeah. There's a new trend out there. It's called early bird clubs. And it's funny, it's geared towards Generation X women. Now that's the age group and men, I guess as well, but it's mostly women, but that's the age group that has children, you know, so they're busy and maybe they're taking care of their parents and stuff like that. So you don't have a whole lot of time to go do like what you want to do. So this phenomenon has taken off over Europe and America. All right. Mm-hmm. And so basically it's their dance parties or club parties that start at 6 and they close at 10. And they're giving Gen Xers a chance to relive your youth without dealing with the aches and pains the next day, you know, hangover and stuff like that.
It's fantastic.
Oh, my God. I didn't know this is a thing. But yeah, I guess this is new. It's huge.
No, it's been around for just a bit.
Okay.
Within the last year, you have to be invited.
Oh, you do.
So that's one of the things is that
is that all of them or just the one
the
you're
ones
talking
in Chicago
about?
That I'm going that I've been invited to. I've been invited. I finally got an invitation and it was while I was in Omaha and I was like devastated because I keep hearing about them and they sound fantastic because you're like home by 10.
Yeah.
But like you can dance like a wild woman. And it's usually groups of girls, groups of friends. I don't know about guys. I mean,
these
I'm
are like
sure.
How they were pitching it. These are like actual bars now that's what they do.
Yes.
So they run like Breakfast Club on the TVs and they have all 80s type music.
Okay.
Generation X music. And people are starting to dress up like they would have in the 80s, which I don't even remember what that look really is. I know the 60s, but they always
the 80s.
They always say the 80s are so they, whenever people have 80s party, they always make it us look like we were clowns.
We kind of were. I mean, some people, like, you go and it's like, well, if you watch any John Hughes movies, if any of us dressed like that, you kind of have to look like, it depends on what it depends genre where you were.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Because there were different genres.
I mean, I remember Hessian. Once we went to a 80s party and Peter went as a preppy and he had like three or four collared shirts on. Like, so he okay. was popping oh, like that was all a these thing. Collars.
That was a thing. That's right.
Yes. So he was
you'd popping. Have the collar up with the collar, another collar on it, a double yes. shirt, double down.
You're like a flower blooming. Like, you've yeah. got like all these different pop collars.
Guess my 80s clothes would have been, I wore, Hessian. What's that?
Were you a Hessian?
I wasn't a Hessian. I was a sports guy. Yeah, I was in sports. But okay. I wore acid wash jeans. Okay. And they're uh-huh. big jeans, too. They're like the equivalent of mom jeans, but they're big jeans. But I had a matching jean jacket that was acid washed as well.
Double denim. So. You're like, let's do this. Both acid washed. You're like, yes, please. I wish. And then if you like, and then you've got all these collars yeah. popping. I just think it's yeah. so funny. I remember there was a trend and it was like the worst trend. And it was probably brought back into relevance when they did the mom jean commercial on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
But it was pleated jeans.
Yeah. These are pleated.
Yeah. Pleated front jeans, which yeah. is the most unflattering thing on anyone. Like, even if you are totally rail thin, I mean, it doesn't matter if you okay. look like, I mean, it doesn't matter.
They're nice.
You look. I mean, it is just, and they used to have this where, especially in women's jeans, I remember my mom had a pair that it went down into a V and then pleated out from there.
Okay.
Like, it was flat front down to a V and then it pleated out. So then you got like the real, real voluptuous shape. It was
now we're
terrifying.
Talking mom jeans. That's not something you would wear.
No, my
right?
mom was cool. Like, okay. that was like all the right. kind of jeans where I was like, okay. No, my mom always oh. had like, my mom always dressed
nice.
Point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she was always like a little flat fashion plate. So that was the thing. Like, I felt so bad for my mother because she got this like angsty non-fashion daughter. Yeah. Or she'd be like, come on, let's go shopping and get you cute stuff. And I'm like, absolutely not. See, she's going to go wear whatever.
We lived in two different places now that I'm thinking about it. Because I spent my 80s, a good portion of it, in Germany.
Yeah.
So that was a different look. But, you know, it was military. So kids would come every year. There'd be a new batch of kids coming in with their styles. So we just had like a poo-poo platter of every style. Now that I think about it, were you actually, well, you went to a private school.
Yeah. I went to an all girls private school.
Yeah.
So for me, I mean, we were always in
uniforms. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was weekends where you could really let your personality out, you know? And that was kind of when you could go. I just remember I had this shirt that I absolutely loved. I was thinking about it the other day because I was like, I would still wear that. It was a backless, black, sleeveless turtleneck.
Oh, boy. Talk
so
about getting
no
it waxing.
Sleeves, no back. I don't have back hair. Thank you very much. I don't know what kind of Angora sweater body you think I have, but that is not it.
Okay.
So it was a whole cutout back.
Yeah.
And then it was crazy because it like covered your neck. But it didn't cover like any other part of your body. Like, that was the only modest part about the whole thing was that okay. it had like this turtleneck. And I thought about it the other day because I was like, I would wear that with a pair of jeans and go out for girl drinks. I don't know where that shirt ever went to, but it was like, it was really very, I was
80s.
Surprised my, well, it was 80s, but like, I was surprised my mom got it for me.
Oh, your mom. Okay. All right.
Like, I think she was just so excited that I wanted something at the store when we were going shopping. And I think that's kind of how I got most of the avant-garde clothes that I got. I think she okay. was just so relieved to buy me anything.
Yeah.
Because I never wanted to go shopping that I was able to talk her into some really heinous clothes.
Well, you need to get into one of these. I'm so curious because all I ever did is saw it, you know, it was on the news about these early bird parties. So you got to get a hold of whoever you need to get a hold of and get into one of these things. And
okay. Note
I mean,
to
that's
self.
Just, I mean, when they said they party at, starting at 6 and close at 10. I was like, well, that is kind of like the millennial life anyway. I don't know many millennials that are hanging out at bars. I guess I don't know because I don't go to bars like that and hang out until 10. I want to be home.
Well, the thing is,
not
is
that I'm lame
ones...
and just it's cheaper for, you know, I don't know. I drink what I drink. I'm a cheap
you are
ass.
So lame. Like the ones that I know of, like when my girlfriends were going.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be an early night because it was going to be we were going to the early bird from like 6 to 10 or whatever you're saying it was. And then we were all going out to dinner.
Okay.
Afterward.
All right.
You know what I mean? And that was always like that was always the thing with clubbing. I just remember clubbing in New York. You would go to the club and then you would hit a diner afterwards and eat because you'd just been, you know, working off a million calories dancing around.
Okay. Yeah. I've can got you a guess, little, wait, real quick, can you guess what the most popular drink is at these early bird clubs?
Purple
the,
Passion.
The name of it? The name, I don't know what's in it, but it's called the Hot Flash. I'm not kidding. Really? Yes, I'm not kidding.
You're so excited.
No, that's what he said. I'm like, okay. Oh my God, talk about absorbing. Come on. And I'm not saying you're getting hot flashes. But next time we're out, I'm going to buy you
but
one.
But I'm not saying you're getting hot flashes. Stay out of my hormones. Stay in your testosterone lane.
That's what that is.
You are not invited.
We got to find out what's in it. All right. You said you had a surprise for me. What's that?
Okay. So there's a new trend. I finally have gotten into the Chat GPT world.
Yeah. Finally. Good.
I know. But I mean, it all takes its time.
Sure.
So there's this. Have you heard about the Barbie box challenge?
Oh, is that that? It's all over the place right now.
Yes.
It's some AI site. Isn't it? Where do you, it's, is it an actual site that you just send your photo in?
No, so it's ChatGPT or you can do whatever AI. And the idea is that you can make yourself into an action figure.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay.
You plug in, but people have to be really specific when they plug in certain prompts. So I went to this site that told me the specific way in which to put this in to get back the result that I wanted.
Okay, okay.
And so I want to show you what I got after I put into Chat GPT. Grace, can you show him?
Okay. That's...
So it's my own Barbie doll.
Well, where did you get the photo? I mean, that's what I'm asking.
I didn't use a photo because
I
was just doing this real quick.
You just glasses, stuff like that?
Yeah, so for people who are listening and not watching on YouTube... It's an image and it's the big party show and then it's a party crasher. And I put in make me look like a podcaster with brown wavy hair, green hazel eyes. And then they ask for like certain things that you like. And so I put the description of my cat and notebooks and told them I wanted to be wearing a black t-shirt and jeans. And this is what they came back with.
That's
and
funny.
So this is what my Barbie would look like.
Wow. Well, if you want to see it, you got to hit us up on our Herd at One Network YouTube channel. Look at you, Molly. That's great. You know, I saw somebody also, this is when the troll comes out in me, it as well, right? But it looked like them, but several sizes smaller.
God, you are so mean. You're such a mean girl. It's meant to be an action figure. You're supposed to live in, do you think I really look like that? Like, I don't really look like that. You are so mean.
No,
I happen to see your Barbie action figure. It seems like you took the Barbie aspect pretty seriously. I don't think your waist size is quite that size.
Well, I didn't say anything, but I was tempted. Okay, I got to do myself. I don't even know how, maybe you can do it for me and then...
Oh, you don't want me to do it for you because they go into edits. So that was the thing. Like when I first did it, I didn't put in my hair color and it came back and it was like straight and, you know, like light brown.
Okay.
Oh, trust me. Cause you can be like bigger.
Okay.
Bigger. Okay. Bigger. So you better watch out because
this
you're
is
actually
what I want you to do.
Like, wait a minute. Am this I a really big fat person? Next thing you know, you're like, is it me or is it Brendan Fraser from The Whale? I'll be like, I don't know. If you can't tell, I can't tell you.
This is what I want to do, all right, for Wednesday. When we come back Wednesday, I want you to do one for me. You've seen those little things where the couples, the guy draws her and he draws, then they reveal. I want you to do one for me and I'll do one for you.
Okay.
Okay. But I want, I mean, I don't know if you're going to be mean. You're not a mean person.
You are, though. I'm my action figure is going to have a mustache.
No, don't. It's don't ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, because I know you. You're going to be like giving me a big old boom broom mustache. Be like, your beard's coming in nicely, Molly. I'd be like, come on, really? I'll make you look like you possibly could fit into a large.
All right. That's Wednesday. All right. That's what I
want to
do.
Tune in and find out how mean girl party can be.
No,
I've known you for a long time. You can be really mean.
No, I won't be mean. Okay. All right. Hey, real fast. That Starbucks cup thing. I got called to the mat on that thing a little bit. Huh. I want to say that I believed it.
Yes, you did.
A small order of coffee or liquid or whatever in a small cup is no different than a large cup, right?
Yes.
So people are sending me videos of baristas that work there. And then Snoop's had a thing saying it was, not real and all that stuff. I just want to say hook, line, and sinker. That's all on me. Don't mess with you Starbuckers. That's for sure.
Oh, that's the thing. Like, you were getting into some thin ice on that. You're like, look, if you get the small, I'm like, absolutely not. There is no way. When I saw that cup, I was like, those aren't Starbucks cups.
Yeah, that's why I had to do the correction on that. I was getting kind of beat up. Beat up. People were just bringing it to my attention. I appreciate that. You can always do that at that email, bpscrasher@gmail.com.
Yeah, you do not want to mess.
We had talked about Friday starting this thing. What is that? No dumb questions? Just stupid answers. Okay, we got a couple of them. We'll start with Katie's. She's asking, what would you guys do if your pet suddenly started talking?
I'd be so excited.
Wouldn't you ask a million questions?
Yes.
Like, what question would you ask? I would ask Tequila and Remy. Those are my golden doodles. They always dream. I want to know, and that's my biggest question anyway, with pets that dream, is what are you dreaming about? Because whenever they're moving and all that stuff, going on in their dream, I'm hoping it's a good, and everyone always says, oh, they're dreaming about running through forests and fields and chasing bunnies. What if they're not? What if they're dreaming of
zombies
and
they're
stuff
scared.
Like that? Because I always wake them up. I kind of wake them a little bit because I'm like, God, I hope this isn't a bad dream. So that's what I would want to know.
Mine is a selfish first question. Okay. I would say, do you love me only because I feed you?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah.
I would want to know if our love is real.
Cats are harder. I can easily say that my dogs love me. They're with me now everywhere I go. More than just feeding them. Because frankly, they don't. That's another question. Why don't you eat your food anymore now?
It's like, gross. They're going to tell us it's gross.
Okay. Do you not like your food? Are you only eating because you're hungry? And am I doing it wrong?
Yeah, because the problem is that we give them our food every once in a while. And think about it. It's like being in prison. And then every once in a while, somebody's like, here's something good to eat. And you're like, dang.
Yeah.
This is what it could taste like all the time. But only every once in a while, if I'm really cute and really good.
Okay. So I want to ask, if animals could talk, which animal would be the rudest of them all?
Cats.
I think cats too. Bingo. We both got it. I think cats would be the meanest, the rudest. They would say it the way it is. That's how they look at you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, that's the thing is that, you can ask them anything, but it's questionable. Like, are they animals like humans where they can lie? Like if I asked Murray, like, hey, do you really love me or do you just love me because I feed you? Is he just like, Mom, I still love you. Just gonna, for you. Gonna it has lie nothing to do with you question. Having yeah. thumbs and control of the cans.
What would Murray sound like if Murray talked? Do you think?
A boy.
But how he would sound, how like, it sound? A boy, like? I mean, your like, voice. Do it like you're Murray. You're Murray now. You talk.
No, you tell me how tequila would sound first. You've obviously given it some thought.
I haven't. It just came into my head just now, and I don't know what they would sound like because. Tequila, when she barks, sounds like a seal.
Really?
Remy's the little one. Tequila's the big one. Remy has a deep bark, a very deep bark.
She's so got I'm assuming, a baritone.
Yes, I'm assuming she would talk like that.
Okay.
Tequila, I think it would be more somehow a clownish type deal. But female, because they're females. But Murray's a boy.
I mean, I would love, I mean, this is the thing.
Okay.
I would be more interested. Okay, here's your question. Here's my question to you.
Yeah.
Would you be more interested to hear what cat's take is on things or dog's take is on things?
Geez, probably cats. You mean takes on things. What do you mean?
Like take, like dogs will be like, that's great. This is good. But like cats would be like, listen, now, let me tell you, like, I would love to hear a cat break it down.
I think a cat would break it down. I would like to hear it at least once until I got annoyed because it's just too real.
You know? Like, I don't want to live in reality. I want to live in, it's, I love you so much, Dad. I love you so much, yes, Dad. I love you so much,
like
Dad.
We do. Like,
that's all I think about is you.
Well, what?
And how much I love you.
I'm assuming you would want Real Talk Murray.
Oh, absolutely.
Over happy people. Oh, okay. You would just have long conversations.
You know what my first question to Murray would be? What do you really think about Peter?
Oh, yeah.
There'd be so many questions. I would love to know. Like, I'd be like, what are your thoughts on Peter? He'd be like, this is the deal.
Yes. So if you haven't, real quick, if you have questions, it's no dumb questions. You can reach out to us via phone at 402-915-0962 or bpscrasher@gmail.com. I have another one. I know what does it say? Kindly Love. That's the person. She wants to know why everyone hates Katy Perry. I don't want to say
how much
I don't
time
know.
Do we have in this episode?
I hear you. Right now, it's this Wendy's versus her. It's her people versus Wendy's saying that she needs to sue Wendy's for the comment that they made
demanding
on her Facebook.
She's demanding an apology.
And they did say they respect her, but they didn't give her an actual apology. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I don't know why everybody hates Katy Perry. I don't know. I've seen her on, I don't want to say everybody. That's her question. I've seen her on American Idol, and she tends to be a little bit mean. It seems like she's mean to other women that are competing, but I don't spend a lot of time watching. So if somebody gets in there good, she gets jealous. It's almost like she gets jealous of the talent a little bit.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a weird deal. But as for hating her or don't like her, I don't know. I mean, she's the one that's getting beat up the most from that Blue Origin.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a competition between her and Gail King.
Well, Gail's at least going. Gail... Yeah, I just saw it actually the other day, what she's saying.
Gail's way in deep water. She's like, wait, you want to talk about this? You go to space. It's like everyone's like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, she's taking it hard.
She's taking it really hard. She went because this is the deal. She went hard.
Yeah.
She didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Gail King. But she got on mass defensive about people pushing back on the optics of these entitled individuals being able to take this space ride.
Yeah, ride.
It is a ride.
It's
you know,
a ride.
I mean, it is a ride. and for them to push back and say, like, we know this is not a ride. Like, we had to train. You're like, where were your astronaut suits? Where were all these things? Like, come on, man.
They trained for 14 days. Right now, I was just talking to Clayton Anderson, the Ashland, our Ashland local, you know, astronaut.
Yeah.
He trained for like 3.5 years ready for this in Russia. In Russia. He had 1 month there, 1 month back. 1 month there for 3.5 years or something like that. And there's more. There's other people. We got to just get them on. There's more people that are trying to become an astronaut. And that's when I asked him, is like, was there a guarantee? He's like, no guarantee. not everyone gets to get the, but there's a lot of people competing as well. And so, yeah, that's the other thing. And you know what the thing about Katy Perry I just read also that I forgot? She's now saying and regretting everything that happened inside of that thing when they were up there. Have you seen any of that, Molly?
No, I really have basically no time. She's wishing
Bezos and those guys never released the footage from inside because she has the Daisy. And then she reveals her set list for her upcoming tour. I mean, come on. That's why people got mad. They're like, really? Are you using? I guess you paid $1.5 million. It's all yours, but
what is
she's
mad
regretting
about?
That.
She really, well, I know, but like, you know, she really did that.
Yeah,
she
that's
really
what I'm saying.
She took the time
she
and energy to do that. So it's like,
that's
I
what
mean,
I'm saying.
Can,
she wishes that she didn't do it.
Is she wishing that she didn't do it or is she wishing that they hadn't shown it? Because you're saying two different
she's
things.
She's saying shown it. She's saying shown it. But you know what? At the same time, it's doing it.
That's what
you
I
know,
mean.
Because
showing
you
it
would,
and doing
you wouldn't
it
do
is,
it. Well, you wouldn't do it if there was no camera. Right? Why would you
no,
do
she,
that?
She knew she was planning on doing it no matter what, camera or no. She's to just
who?
She's just annoyed that she got caught. She chose to do that. She took her set list up into space. I mean, you're splitting hairs. Is she regretting that she's like, you know what? That was a real big ego moment. I should have just enjoyed the ride and just been a part of things and instead making it about me and my tour and
she's
monetizing
saying both.
This.
She's saying
or
both.
Or is she saying like, I do not feel bad about stroking my ego doing that. I'm just bummed that like everybody else got to see it and weigh in on it.
I think both. She's saying both. Both of it. That's what she's saying. She wished she never had it because she's getting beat up on it. But again, why do they hate her? Probably because of that too. I don't know. Maybe they just hate her because she's rich and she's popular and she does have fans. She's going on a giant tour. So not everyone hates her. Just right now, everyone's kind of,
it's a tough moment.
It's a tough
one,
man.
You know, you're dealing with a lot of things going on Earth.
Yes, there's
so
a lot.
People spend a lot of money that a lot of people could never even dream of having in their entire lives, let alone to spend on one 11-minute trip.
Yeah,
it's really difficult right now. It's a difficult image to swallow. And then when you have it's all the certain higher echelon of people and then have them say like, well, if you want to do it, then do it. It's like, I can't.
No, you can't.
You mean, it's not like, hey, if you want to run a marathon, run a marathon. Or, hey, if you want to start your own business, start your own business.
Yeah, you're not going up to space.
These are all achievable goals. Like, going to space, there's like three people that have these private jets or rockets.
It's phallic rockets. They're phallic,
yeah,
aren't they?
That thing is really... I'm like, somebody...
Someone rode a dildo up to space.
Who needs a sports car to say overcompensating when you've got an entire phallic that goes up in... basically pierces the atmosphere. Yeah, Mother Earth. Yeah.
And that's what Clayton said too. He brought it up to me. I'm like, you're funny, dude. We'll try to get him on. But all right, so we're going to roll again, bpscrasher@gmail.com, a phone number 402-915-0962. Spread the word and let everyone know we're out there. And of course, when you're jumping in, and if you haven't done it yet, if you're on YouTube, the Herd at One Network, make sure you subscribe to that. It's free.
Yes.
Everything's free.
Yep.
Also, Apple and Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there, make sure you follow, rate, and comment if you could, because that helps us out a lot. It
yes.
really does. I know it seems, you know, trivial to do that, and everyone says it. There's a reason why. It just helps us out there, and sends us out there more, and we want this thing to keep going, of course. And
we
want to
grow the show,
you know,
and this
yes.
is the thing, is that there are certain matrix that you are sized up against. And mm-hmm. as much as people, you know, I always wondered why people would be like and subscribe, and
now we
are
get
in
it.
The like and subscribe, like, please. And I get it
yeah.
now.
Yes.
You know, and there were so many people that I talked to in the last few days that were like, oh, I hadn't subscribed.
Yeah.
Like, I've just been listening. And I'm like, would you please?
Yes. Please
subscribe.
Please,
they're
please.
Like, yeah. I mean, once they knew, they were like, yeah, it takes 2 seconds to click a button. It doesn't even take any energy at all. But
yeah.
like, they just didn't know. They thought that them watching it was enough. And I'm telling you, watching it is great.
Yes.
But subscribing is that extra step that we really need right now.
Yeah. And you guys all know how that works. Basically, whenever an episode comes out, it just pops right in your face or ears, and then you got it. You don't have to look for it. So, and the theme song. Thank you again, Jake, for the email. We'll work that song back into the show somewhere. I'll get with Super Gracie. That's our producer. Super producer Gracie. Super Gracie sounds good, though. We can get her a cape. She can wear like those super
mask. We're not going to dress her up like a clown to come to work. She's
that's
like
a clown.
Does enough. She does enough without us also being all like, right. Here's your new uniform.
Okay. Headband. I want to create a superhero bad.
Of course you
all right,
do.
So
why
we're
don't
out here.
You wear it?
We'll see you on Wednesday. Don't forget Wednesday. Don't forget what your job is, Molly. Your goal is to do it. I'll do it too. And we'll see you guys then. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.